Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Week 13 edition of the Prop Shop Show here on Roto Grinders. I am Britt Devine, joined by my man Chief Justice 06 Will Priester, coming to you a day late. The Priester household feeling a little under the weather yesterday, but that is not stopping us from doing a Prop Shop Show. Chief, what is going on? Hopefully everyone is doing better today.
Well, the missus is not, but we're pressing forward, man. And, you know, it's interesting when, you know, for those of you that maybe don't have a significant other, they tend to push themselves to the brink sometimes, Britt. Like, you know, they'll come home and work and you say, all right, take a break. And they don't take a break and they keep working. And so now she's kind of forced to take a break. She's really not feeling well. And, you know, she's been really down. So. You know, I've been stepping up to make sure I get things done around here, you know, keep the household on
dishes
track.
Dishes don't wash themselves, Chief.
No,
they do a little bit, but you got to rinse them off first.
Well, listen, we've got a dishwasher and, you know, my days for the dishes are, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Those are my dishes days. And you might be saying, well, hey, how do you get 4 days? Well, Saturday and Sunday are lighter days because, you know, on the weekend, usually on a Saturday, we're going to go out. We won't use as many. So it balances itself out. And during basketball season when my son's playing, Friday we probably won't do much. And then, you know, he has games now. God, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's going to be a weird dishes time. But, yeah, all in all, man, I'm making sure I do my part, probably handle some laundry tomorrow. She usually washes and I fold most of it, like, that's kind of our thing.
What a team. This is like John Stockton and Karl Malone over here.
Yeah.
We're helping each other out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's got a way she likes to watch things. And I was like, when we first figured it out, I was like, okay, I'm not going to get in the way of that part. So if you do your special thing with the washing, I will handle the folding. That's how we get it done. And it works, man. And everyone's household is different. That's how we do our thing. But, hey, people don't want to hear about that. They want to hear about props. And, hey, who knows? Maybe we help someone, you know, solve an argument just now by telling them to just work together with the chores. But neither here nor there. We got props to talk about.
Yeah, these socks are not getting away of these Josh Allen rush yard props. You need to talk about Chief. let's have some fun. Let's jump into some prize picks, underdog, monkey knife fight, Thrive Fantasy. If you're ever looking for a different prop site and it's available in your states, you can sign up for them at the top of Roto Grinders. Just go to the DFS site. So you'll get the best sign-up bonus and all of that. But let's talk Thursday. And Chief, for once, I like some of the Thursday props this week. There's a couple that Prize Picks has not adjusted to the sportsbooks lines right now. So I'll talk about those in a second. What are you looking at for the slate? I'll give my thoughts. I think this is going to be a fun game. It's a big game for both teams. And hopefully it's not a Thursday night stinker because, I don't know, I'm looking forward to watching this game.
Yeah, man, me too. It is a short week, and I do know that weird things happen during a short week. So I'm not, you know, I'm not completely, you know, out of sorts here. And so I think the sites have not adjusted, like you said earlier. One in particular, you know, we talked about on Thursday, and once again, it's back in our lives. Full disclosure, Britt, I hate having to figure out what the Patriots are going to do. But at the same time, you know, this is one of those weeks where I think we've got a really good edge here. And so as a result, I think we're going to be in good shape here to push some things forward. So first of all, you guys know, you know, if you've watched this show any amount of time, you know, we like kickers, and I'm on one kicker over the other, but you know, my good prop brother Britt has didn't have to sell me too hard. I'm going to play them both. My favorite is Nick Folk, just because I think the Patriots are going to be able to move the ball. They will be able to get in field goal range. And I think Bill Belichick is going to be content taking the points. And the reason why I say that too, Britt, I'm not sure if Buffalo is going to just pull away in this game like they've been doing. I'm thinking, as we've seen over the past couple of weeks, not that they've struggled offensively, but I think these defensive injuries are hurting their chances to get big stops and continue to pile up the points. So it's really more about that than the offense. The offense is still putting up points, but the defense is, you know, with Von Miller gone, and, you know, I think, is Matt Milano, is he still out? No, or is it Edmonds. I'm sorry, Edmonds. Edmonds has been out. So, you know, they've had some really key defensive injuries, and I think that's hurt their ability to slow teams down a bit. And so, you know, I like Nick Folk kicking field goals. Another one, Britt. Now, this might be a prop shop staple before it's all over with, as long as they don't adjust it too much. Matt Jones over 20 and a half completions. I mean, I don't know how this is still sitting at 20 and a half, considering kind of what he's done most of these games here recently. So at 20 and a half, look, that's going to be another one. You know, I'm almost willing to go with the three-pick power right now of Bass, Folk, and Jones. But there's one more I want to get in there. And this one isn't up yet. They don't have the targets up. I'm going to say it again, Britt. If we get Stephon Diggs at 9.5 targets, just go ahead and take the over. I mean, I can't remember exactly how many he had last week. I think it was 11 or 12. Started out kind of slow, and then one drive, I think he got 3 or 4 targets. And just like that, we're right back in the game. So that's one that I want to kind of see where it is. I don't ever hate a Diggs receiving prop in the mid-80s. Like, he's a guy that can torch that on a couple catches. But that's kind of my handful. I'm going to reserve this last one for you because I've got an inkling that you're going to be on Josh Allen rushing yard. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to get off of that. And then if you hang out in the prop shop, I promise we'll have the tackles on Thursday when they hit the board. Just bear with us. They're just not on there just yet.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering, if you're new, right? Hey, what's the Prop Shop? It is a free community on the RotoGrinders Discord. All you have to do is link your RotoGrinders account to the RotoGrinders Discord. Up at the very top, there's a couple of free ones. Chiefs Prop Shop is one of those, and you can interact with a great community of like-minded prop bettors that get into all sorts of fun stuff. So, Josh Allen. So I didn't play it on Prize Picks, Chief, because I got it at 42.5 on DraftKings at the Sportsbook. So when I have the ability to do both in New York. So when I can get it at 42.5, there's no reason for me to take it at 44.5 and mix that up in my combos. I got enough money on the sports books, but I still would take the 44 if you don't have access to the sports books. New England, they play a ton of man coverage. Lamar, Justin Fields have torched New England this year, running the ball. Josh Allen, maybe not the same type of runner. And he's only gone over this line once against the Patriots, but I'm chalking it all up. I think Allen's going over in this one. This is a big game, and in the big games, especially like when the playoffs come and things like that, they unleash Josh Allen in the rush game. I'm looking for that to happen quite a bit in this game, so love the over here. The two I'm very interested in that Prize Picks is not adjusted to, so I sent out a couple tweets. They're both in the receiving yards. One is Ramondre Stevenson at 31.5. The sports books have Stevenson at 35.5, some of them 36.5. So to get a 5-yard edge on a prop this low is a pretty big statistical difference here. I don't really have a take on it. I mean, he's going over this pretty much in every game. Have no problem taking Ramondre Stevenson at 31.5. If you had a 31.5 line on a sports book, it would definitely be over -150. It'd be like -175 or something like that. So you're getting really good odds on this one currently. So Stevenson is currently my favorite bet. That's one I think is an absolute must play. You can play that with anything you're doing in NBA tonight. You can play that with anything you're doing in NFL on Sunday until that changes. This line is just too low. And the other one is Isaiah McKenzie. He's at 28.5. And I believe, let's see, some of the he's anywhere from 30 to 32, depending on the sports book here. So getting at 28.5, and his involvement seems to be going up. He had the big game last week against Detroit. And if Detroit, or if New England, what does New England try to do? Try to take away your best player. Is that Josh Allen? Is it Stephon Diggs? It's kind of hard to do that. Maybe McKenzie sees a little bit more of an uptick. He's playing more snaps now. So I think the 28.5, especially when you compare it to the sportsbook line, is a little bit too low. So my favorite power is definitely Stevenson and McKenzie. If you want to play Stevenson with Josh Allen on over rush yards, I think that's also fine because you got to have two players from the different team. But these are my two favorite props from the Thursday game currently on Prize Picks. And again, Stevenson, get that now. Prize Picks is going to change this any minute, any hour, once they adjust to the sportsbook lines. So make sure to get that in right now. Chief, you like those? The Stevenson one just seems – this one seems really good in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I like that one for sure, man. I'm going to go ahead and get that in. I think we might have enough this week for a full Thursday 5-pick. Right? I think we do if we take Nick Folk, Mac Jones, Bass, Josh Allen rushing, or –
I like your completions. I'll take your completions over the – if you're on Folk, I'll take them over Tyler Bass for sure here. So that's a nice little 5-pick. Yeah. Folk over 1.5. Mac Jones over 20.5 completions. Josh Allen 44.5 over rushing. Stevenson 31.5 over receiving. McKenzie over 28.5. That looks good, Chief. I'm in, Chief.
That's what I'm saying. No need to waste time. I will say this too. I don't know what's going on with Ramondre Stevenson rushing. I'm gonna dig into this a little bit later, and maybe I'll post some info in the prop shop. But Stevenson's, if they're gonna keep passing the ball like this, like it looks like rushing attempts are ticking down a little bit, his attempts at 15.5. So if that's the case, I'm going to be in on the under on Ramondre Stevenson rushing attempts at 50.5. I'll drop something in the prop shop about that, and hopefully they don't bump it down on us. But at 50.5, I'm feeling like his involvement in the pass game, I do think New England will still have to pass to keep up, and I think that may limit the attempts here. So that's another one. That one is not as important, I don't think, as the receiving yards because of how much they're throwing the ball right now. But I do think they correlate well. And so I think if you get off the receiving yards and get on that one, maybe in one or two cards, I think that's going to be beneficial in the end. Because essentially, I'm hoping they work together where the receiving yards are there, the rushing attempts are not.
Yep. And then make sure, guys, check the prop shop out the Discord on Thursday for tackle props, for the completion or the target props, everything for that. And again, run that back on Sunday morning. You get the tackle props, the target props. Those are ones that Chief likes to target, and he'll always alert the prop shop on those. All right, let's go to – so, Chief, last night on the pass yards for Sunday, we didn't have the show. I had four. I was ready to go, Chief. I gave him to the prop shop on Tuesday in the prop shop, even before the show. Now, the lines haven't changed yet, but if they did, the people in the prop shop got a little bit ahead of us. I'm going to throw out my four real quick because the prop shop already got them. You tell me what you think, and then you can get into yours. So my four passing yards. Trevor Lawrence, 240 and a half against Detroit, way too low. This dude's going over for sure. Zay Jones is like a real thing now all of a sudden. He had 321, 259, 235, basically right there. 310, stunk against Denver. This is against Detroit. Don't overthink this. Underdog has this at 260. Take the 20-yard discount on Prize Picks to get there. Deshaun Watson, he's coming back regardless of what you think about him. Chief, listen, the 230 and a half. It's way too low. It's way too low. I don't understand this. This should be closer against Houston. This should be like 270, 260. When it comes out on the sports books, I have a ton of Deshaun Watson over at 230. Definitely one of my favorites. Ryan Tannehill is at 205. Going up against Philadelphia. Philadelphia's defense has fallen off. Tannehill, now that he's got
Tannehill's been mashing.
Yeah, this 205 is way too low. So I like him, especially if you like Philadelphia to put up points. And what else do I got? Mike White, 225. This is too low for the new Mike White. And Garrett Wilson is only at 53 and a half yards. Nice little pair. It's against Minnesota, giving up the most passing yards per game in the league. This is way too low for Mike White. He's slinging it down the field a little bit more than he did last year. Regardless of if Michael Carter's in or not, they show they have a capable bunch of pass-catching running backs. I think this Mike White is too low. Chief, I probably have, I don't even know, with some of those Thursday night plays, like 50 cards in already on Prize Picks between all of these guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're pretty much on the same page this week. But once again, you know I'm going to point out one thing. And this one is more about competition than the actual props. So you've already kind of covered most of the props that I was going to cover, which, you know, which feels like to me we're about to crank out a big week this week, Brett. Big week this week. Tua's got a discount this week because he's facing San Francisco at 265 and a half. But this team is a – I don't care about the San Francisco defense this week. I care about what I've seen from the Miami offense at 265 and a half. Here's what I think. I don't think the Miami Dolphins are going to be down so much that San Francisco just takes the ball and controls the clock. I don't see that type of game happening. In fact, I think San Francisco may even be on their heels a little bit with how this Miami offense has been playing. At 265 and a half in San Francisco, warm weather, he's not going to Pittsburgh or Baltimore or Cleveland where it's cold. He's going to be out there in 70-degree weather. Give me Tua all day at 265 and a half. This is a big discount from where we've been getting him. Like, and I know it's been more favorable spots, but we've been getting Tua at 285, 290. We're getting a big discount, I think, by virtue of him playing the San Francisco 49ers this week. And so I am in on that. And believe it or not, I'm going to be in on Jimmy G overs this week. Like, I think this game correlates really well. I'm expecting Miami to come in and continue to keep their foot down on the pedal. And as a result, like I said, I think San Francisco is going to have to keep up in this game, not the other way around. And so Jimmy at 235 and a half, we've seen him put up some numbers when he's had to. I think at 235, I think maybe they have the ball late and they've got to try to score some points. And I think Jimmy gets there. So that's one that I really like a lot. And then I'm going to go to that's kind of been a staple for us in a sense. Like if Tennessee shuts down this run defense, which Jalen Hurts and the quarterback run is really what's starting to hurt teams. But at 225 and a half, Hurts hasn't had to throw the ball a ton. But I'm still going to side with the fact that perhaps he has to throw the ball a little bit more against the Titans here to really get going. But all those props you mentioned, man, I'm in. Like, and Mike White better not become, you know, Mike Ghost here. Like, don't come out and destroy Chicago and look really good and then go to Minnesota and lay a stinker. He's good enough to put up 230.
He was putting up 230 last year with nobody, right? That's, now he's got Derek Wilson.
Yeah. He's good enough to put up 2. And then I did want to address something. Lindsay here said, you know, basically she said, do we think they ride Nick Chubb in the game to keep watching under? In a normal situation, Lindsay, and I am going a little bit narrative here. Hang with me. I know this isn't statistical analysis, but statistically, Houston's bad on defense. And then you can't tell me the Cleveland Browns don't want Deshaun Watson to stick it to Houston in this game.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that. So I think Deshaun Watson, I don't think he's going to have to press a lot. I think Watson and Chubb could both equally get it done. I mean, Watson could put up 230 in three quarters, and Nick Chubb could just ride this thing out the rest of the way. So, you know, I know we're not in rushing yards yet, and we're probably headed there. But, of course, you know I'm going to be on Chubb over 90 and a half against Houston. Like, that easy this week. I don't care if Jeff Wilson didn't get there. I'm going right back to the well.
I want to throw in one, too. Patrick Mahomes, first half, 150 yards. Looked pretty good. So, if you're looking for this is a staple of mine this week.
Yeah,
he's just crushing the first half every week.
Yeah, man. Yep.
So, I get that in.
I like that one. I like that one a ton.
All right. So I want to ask you on rushing yards. So we just had like 7 or 8 passing yards play. So the passing yards look really juicy this week before the sportsbooks lines come out and Prize Picks bumps. All those are going to get bumped. I can pretty much guarantee it. Chief, the rushing yards, I don't know. I don't think I have one I'm in love with this week. We have I was on the Josh Jacobs as soon as these came out, but now he's nursing a calf injury. He was limited today. He's probably going to play. It's against the Chargers. I'm expecting him to have another monster game, but I got to see how that goes. Everything else looks about right. If anything, I was maybe eyeing a Miles Sanders under. He's been under this a couple of games, and he had the big game, so his line got inflated a little bit, and Tennessee doesn't allow anybody to run on them. I think they're all pretty much about where I would expect. Maybe Brian Robinson. I know you've sworn off all Washington running backs.
I can't, man.
I don't know. Is Robinson going to get all the work? I don't know.
Oh, my
basically,
gosh.
Chief, what I'm saying, the rushing yards is not where I'm at this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, so Christian McCaffrey's sitting here at 47 and a half. We do know that our boy is back on the injury reserve again. What's the backup's name? I can't remember his name right now. I was about to say
Mitchell.
Yeah. He's back on the IR. So
Tevin Coleman's still there. They are without a doubt going to run Tevin Coleman. I can guarantee.
Well, what I was going to say was, does this mean Debo gets a few more touches? Like, we haven't seen the big upside rushing yards from McCaffrey. I am intrigued. I'll say that. I don't think I'm committed to it, but I am intrigued. But I must say, Britt. God, and I know this guy's let us down. I know. It's not going to feel great. It's kind of like McPherson. We were on McPherson, and then he just let us down. Don't look now, though. McPherson's kicking field goals again. I won't mention it. I'll let it go. But I think we got to go to Derrick Henry, man. Like, it's not going to feel great because he's burned us 2 weeks in a row, but he's got to match up with Philly, who hasn't been able to stop the run. 85 and a half is typically too much of a discount for Derrick Henry. I think I'm back in on Derrick Henry again this week. And I also think I'm back in on Kenneth Walker at 65 and a half against the Rams. Like, yeah, they've had two rough weeks, but they're getting pretty much cupcake defenses in terms of rushing this week. I'm going to be playing these guys.
Yeah, Walker.
Last but not least. In terms, I do not know completely what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers this week. I just need to know how much he's going to play. I might be in on some Aaron Jones.
I would expect Aaron Rodgers. I would expect Aaron Rodgers to play without question.
Gotcha.
That's I think he had an interview. He said he got some, what was it, good news, good scans. He's expecting to play. We'll see how effective he is. But yeah, you like Aaron Jones, that's going to lead me into the receiving props. And like Christian Watson should not be 47 and a half yards anymore, Chief. This dude is legit. This is my favorite receiving prop of the week. I don't care if it's Jordan Love, if it's hobbled Aaron Jones. This is definitely my favorite receiving prop of the week at 47 and a half. Get that one. A couple others I'm on. I'm back. I know Russell Wilson sucks. But Cortland Sutton is at 60 and a half yards. Like he's hit since Jerry Jeudy went out.
Russ is so bad right now, Brett. He's so bad.
Dude, he's toast. They're down like what 17-3 on the sideline, and he's trying to pump up his teammates. It's Russell Wilson time. It's not Russell Wilson time anymore. And it's definitely not when you're down 17-3, dude. You got to get some points. Throw the ball to Cortland Sutton, because I got plenty of this over on 60 and a half against Baltimore. Jeudy didn't practice today. I'm fully expecting Jeudy to not play. I'm willing to take that risk right now. Play Sutton over 60 and a half. That's just a little bit too low. I mentioned Watson. The other one is Garrett Wilson over 53 and a half. Pair it with Mike White. I think this is great. Underdog had this at 50 and a half. I checked before the show. They took it down. So I got too much money in on it, Chief. But that was my favorite on Underdog. But you can play Wilson for sure over 53 and a half. Again, if you're looking for a little bit of a stack, play it with Mike White. And then, you know, if you're working your way to a 6X or a 5X or something like that, and you need quite a few more plays, I think that's a really nice little correlation play to add in there. That's all I was really looking at for receiving yards. What do you got, Chief?
Yeah, give me Treylon Burks at 45 and a half against Philly. Yep. I like that one a ton, considering, you know, Tannehill starting to push this ball down the field. You know, that's going to end up being his main target before it's all over with. Give me Amari Cooper over 65 and a half. I think Deshaun is going to help this man explode through the end of the season. I think they want to get these reps in, because next year I think this offense is coming back with a vengeance. Amari Cooper at 65 and a half against Houston, man. I'm loving that one. And then, Brett, this one I'm going to put out there. This is a fantasy points prop. We don't usually have these on Tuesday, but because we're recording on Wednesday this week, we have it. It's not up right now. I am telling you, if you get Drake London at 9 fantasy points, just take the under. Now, here's why I'm taking the under. If you look at his receiving yards prop, he's sitting at 36 and a half. Now, he's been 38 and a half pretty much all season. They're finally ticking him down. I want to see if they give us the fantasy points at 9. Yes, he could catch a touchdown and kind of blow that prop up, but they don't throw the ball enough, and they don't throw the ball enough to him for this to even matter. So at 9 fantasy points, I'm willing to take that, because even if he catches, you know, 2 catches for 28 yards or 30 yards,
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Still under on the fantasy points prop. So I'm willing to take that chance. I've even been taking unders, Britt, on his receiving prop, but now that it's going down a little bit. I do know that it's low, but they just don't throw the ball enough. And he can hit it in one catch. I get it, but they're playing Washington this week. I'm going to see if I can get in on that fantasy points prop under if it comes in. Even if it comes in at like 8.5, I'm probably still in on it. But they gave us 9 last week. I hope they give it to us again.
I know you were on Tua. Do you like either of the Miami receiving ones? I was playing Waddle when he was like 66, 65, 71.5 against San Francisco. If you like Tua, do you like these guys?
Yeah, I think every week we can play these guys. And here's the thing. If Miami's not blowing out Houston by 30 points, Tyreek Hill gets his prop last week with ease. He had 85 pretty much in, I mean, three quarters, like, or less than three quarters, excuse me. Definitely going to be a tougher matchup this week. But once again, I think this is a spot where we can load up with Tua, Waddle, and Hill, run it back with Jimmy G, and then I think we can get in on Ayuk or Debo this week as the other run back. I might side with Ayuk a little bit. We'll see how that goes, or maybe if they give us a McCaffrey receiving prop. I know he didn't get it last week, but they'll need him to catch the ball this week if they're going to keep up with this Miami offense.
Well, let's see. Anything else really standing out to you? We went over the Thursday. Anything on the other sites? This was pretty much, I guess I got an underdog play for the people. So I like Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm not on it for his rushing, but last week he started, he played a lot of receiving snaps, which is you can rack up yards quite a bit faster. I know they don't pass the ball a lot. But on underdog, I like the CPAT over 58.5 combined rushing and receiving. I think that's a little too low. And I like Trevor Lawrence on Prize Picks. Zay Jones, like, he's every bit involved as Christian Kirk. And you can't really convince me otherwise right now. It's against Detroit in a dome. He's at 49.5. This seems a little bit too low to me, Chief. So that was a combo I've run on underdog this week. Do you like either one of those specifically? I know you're on Jones. CPAT, you really got to look at the routes he was running last week. It really took a tick up without Kyle Pitts. They sort of changed their offense. I'm hoping it sticks a little bit. And Pittsburgh as a team is showing some life. So I'm not expecting a blowout or anything, but I expect CPAT to, if he gets, you know, 4 receptions, I mean, he could take one of those to the house in and of itself, but that's where he's able to rack up some big yards. So this was really my only play I had on underdog. Looking at what's here, basically everything is just a tick higher across the board. And of course I'm going to want to play the lower props if I'm getting the same payout. So that's pretty much all I got for you on underdog, Chief.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing too. The only thing I did see on underdog, and this is more of a Thursday night thing. I was considering the Bass over 2.5 extra points. I'm considering it. I think Buffalo is going to be able to score touchdowns in this spot. Like, I don't think there's any reason he doesn't. So I'm considering it. I did want to put that out there. I had one more passing prop, and this one, it might not feel great, but Darius Slayton secretly has been, like, blowing through all his receiving yard props, like, every week. And so I'm not really going to be in on Danny Dimes as much, but Slayton 52.5, I mean, he's blowing through this prop. And I mean, we started getting him, Britt. I think when we first started playing him, I think he was around 45.5 and 48 and 50. And now we got him at 52. But I mean, he's continuing to hit this number. He's got big playability. I like Darius Slayton over 52.5. And I think that'll wrap up my receiving yard totals this week.
Yeah. And I think you don't run on Washington. You pass on them, if I'm correct, right?
That is correct, sir.
Are they one of those teams? Yeah, that's one of those
teams. Yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah.
So get on that one.
I may be on some Saquon unders. Like, I'll explore that later in the week. Like, I'm not committed to that one yet. But I might be on the under 70.5 rushing yards. Especially considering how he's been the past few weeks.
I want to see. I didn't see anything. I looked through these quick before the show. Oh my God, Watson's at 229 on Monkey Knife Fight, Chief. Like, that seems it's pretty low. Yeah. And Pierce isn't doing anything anymore. I think this is it's only a 2 for 2. It's 2.5x. I'm not going to play that. Yeah, that's interesting. If you wanted to check out Monkey Knife Fight, Cooper's really juiced up over there at 72.5. 5.5 receptions. I don't really see anything. Maybe the Pierce under fantasy points because he's sort of taking a step back and they're playing Dare in the passing game a little bit more. I don't know. I didn't have anything on Monkey Knife Fight. Did you have anything over there?
No.
Let me check out. I'm going to just check Thrive really quick.
I will have a Monkey Knife Fight video out tomorrow.
All right. I'm checking Thrive real quick for the Thursday night slate. So if you're going to play Josh Allen, he's at 43.5 on Thrive, right? And you get 3.6x instead of 3x on a payout. So there's a good one. McKenzie's over at 34.5, so he's 28.5 on Prize Picks. Your Mac Jones completions, Chief. Looks like I'm playing some Josh Allen and Mac Jones over on Thrive to get that extra payout. Just put that in for sure. Get a yard lower. So you get a yard lower on Thrive on Josh Allen. You get the same 20.5 completions. You get 3.6x payout. That looks pretty good to me on Thrive for Thursday night. Yeah. Stevenson's at 35, so that's in line with a sports book. So that would probably be, if I was playing like a pick two, Josh Allen over rushing, take that 20.5 completion line on Mac Jones on Thrive. Get the extra payout as well. So get that while the getting's good over on Thrive. There's a million prop sites. Check them all up at the top of Roto Grinders. Get your best sign-up bonus, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, Chief. I will not be here next week, Chief. Have you worked out? Do you have a special guest? Are you going to run the show with somebody? What's happening, Chief? I'm celebrating my anniversary with my wife. We've got a 6-month-old son. Where are we going, Chief? Where do you think we're going?
Disneyland.
We're going Disney to World. Disney. We got married at Disney, so we go back every year for our anniversary. So I will not be here.
Man.
Who you got? What, you got something in the works, Chief?
I'm working on it. I'm trying to get one of my friends from the industry to come on. And if he does, everybody will know. But if not, I mean, you know, we got a lot of good guys here at RG that I know would love to fill in. Britt's just he's my prop brother. Like, we make the show, man.
I'll be out. I promise the wife, Chief, vacation. No phone, Rick. No nothing. I'm
all about it.
It's family time for me. I'm going to sneak in some bets because I'm going to have to, but I can't do the show. Before we had the baby, I would work while I was on vacation. I would do all my shows, but with the baby, I just can't do it anymore. So you guys might miss me next week. You might not. Maybe whoever comes in has all the winners and I'll be kicked off the show. But I'll miss you next week, man.
I sure will, man. And let me say this too. The last time I went to Disney, which was early this year, Brett, couldn't lose. Everything I played was winning. Like every single thing.
Was it that week?
The whole week.
But Chief, I can't. This isn't helpful to me. I can't I can't play. I have to give it. I can't. Chief, you're going to get me in trouble if you tell me it's a heater.
I'm not going to say, but listen, the prop shop knows I was at Disney and I mean, it just, oh man, that might've been the best run of the year for me at Disney. But, don't follow me, Britt. We want a joint family vacation. Anyway, yeah, it was good, but bro, I'm happy for you, man. Happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife and your family. And you know, listen, when my anniversary comes up next year, then I won't be here either. So, congrats, my man. Congrats.
Well, thank you. Good luck, everyone out there in week 13. I'll miss you next week, and I'll be back the week after that. Check out the prop shop on Roto Grinders again. It is a free community. Chief is set up. It is in the Roto Grinders Discord. You can get access to everything Chief plays most of the time, along with other very smart people. placing props 24/7, World Cup, NHL, PGA, esports, golf, tennis. Everything goes down in the prop shop. It's a great little community. And have fun, everyone. So for Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, and we out you.